it's such a week-to-week league, but can you take from an entire position group, can you take momentum forward? Or?
Oh, absolutely. You know, you have to build and build on momentum. You know, with that being said, it wasn't a perfect game. You have to go back and make the corrections and then move on.
You haven't been working with Webb as long as, you know, as some other guys along the line have, but how do you think that relationship is coming together?
You know, up front, all five of us come together really, really well, I believe. Fortunately, we have a group of, you know, veterans who know how to make that transition and know how to leave this group, so I think it's going to get better and better every week.
Was there anything, just generally speaking, that you look at the tape that did bother you? Because it didn't, from an outsider's perspective, it seemed like, you know, things went pretty well. But.
You know, absolutely. You know, the coaches made sure that we went in there and we did see the mistakes on film. And there were a few out there. And, you know, like I said, it wasn't a perfect game. We got to correct those. You know, just the goal is always just to improve each and every week, get better, to make our goals.
I mean, to make that kind of jump from week one to week two, especially after week one didn't go like you'd said, and a lot of people say, that didn't look like us on film against
right.
the Bengals. To come out and show it so quickly, was that a real kind of positive sign for this entire group to be able to respond like that?
No question. It builds a lot of confidence for us up front. We know what we can do. We know we have to stay away from doing. And we know we can keep getting better each and every week. So, you know, that's our goal and that's our focus.
It's a great point that you made about week to week. I mean, you go, if you look at all the scores throughout the whole league between weeks one and two, you're kind of saying, is that the same team that we saw the previous week?
Right.
So what do you have to do with that moving forward? You know that when you go to Cleveland, you're going to get their best, obviously.
Absolutely. You know, the thing is just preparing each and every week. That was only week two. We have a lot of football to play, a lot of games to play still, a lot of teams to see. So we just have to keep it moving forward, keep getting better, focus on small things, and as a group, just keep moving forward.
And you guys obviously did a good job of, you know, again, as poorly as things went in week one, to have that week two performance, there must be a lot of confidence within. You guys dug down a little bit and came up with a different type of performance.
Absolutely. You know, we did a better job. It wasn't perfect. And we're going to continue to keep on working hard, get to the and strain for perfection. We'll never hit perfection, but we're going to strain for it.
You guys didn't run the ball a ton of times, but the yards per carry was good. You guys did a good job of always getting positive yards. How tough, how hard is that? How much of a challenge is that to have a game you guys are so good in pass protection, do good in run protection? Is that a challenge to be so good on both, you know, on both areas of the line?
Well, like I said, you know, it's only a week two. We still have a lot more to show, a lot more to get better at. You know, hats off to our running back corps. We have one of the best running back corps in the league. They help, you know, they help our job out a lot. They make our job pretty easy. So, you know, hats off to them. They made some great runs, even though we didn't have all the guys blocked. So, you know, they made us look good out there.
Do you feel like the ceiling is high for this front five?
I believe
what you guys are able to do if you keep working and keep progressing.
We have very high expectations for our group. We know what we can do. We know we can go out there and have success. We know we can move the ball, and we know that we can keep the quarterback safe and clean. So that's still going to be the focus. We still have more work to do. We're going to keep doing that.
Austin, Bill Musgrave said before the senior started, he wanted his team to be a running team. It seems, you know, through circumstances, things that hasn't maybe played out that way. Do you see maybe the offense evolving more toward a passing first and let's run it second type of team, or do you still see that kind of hope for balance?
You know, we have to keep balance. You can't just be one pass or one run type of offense. We have to keep, you know, everything that we do, you know, as good as we can. You know, we can't just go out there and play one pass. You know, we have to be consistent at the run game and the pass game. So, like I said, let's go out there, practice it up, and keep moving forward.
And looking beyond the numbers, what did you see specifically from week one to week two from the running back?
Intensity, you know, confidence. We had a great week of practice. Like I said, the coaches made sure that we went out throughout the week.
Wait,
we got the corrections from last week. Had a great intense okay. practice throughout the entire week, and we went out there and we carried it over through the game. And I think that's what we need to keep doing.
How about a last drive, winning on a last drive, and knowing what you have to do, and then accomplishing that? What does that do for the confidence of the team?
Exactly. You know, it's a huge confidence builder. Like going back to, like I said earlier, you know, we knew that we could do it. We went out there and did it. You know, like I said, I jumped off sides. It wasn't perfect. We just had these small things to focus on and then get rid of and fix. But, you know, it's a huge confidence booster. You know, we know that we can go out there and win games like that, and we should.